Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Yesterday, while we were doing the show, I remember Saul reading traffic and he spoke about breaking news, a crash on the R21. I think it involved a bus.
A bus and 12 people, sadly, unfortunately, lost their lives.
Yeah.
And an additional 4 after that also lost their lives in hospital.
No.
It's 16 now. Very sad.
Very, very, very sad. So this is unrelated to that, but I did get thinking along the lines of this because of that accident. When my father taught me how to drive, I remember when we got in the car, the first two things he told me was that, well, when you drive, you got to understand that you're not only driving your car, but you're driving the cars around you as well.
Yeah.
And then the second thing he told me was, on the road, you can die even when you're right.
Very important.
And as I was driving home yesterday, I saw a truck, and it was a meat truck. Meat is obviously very heavy. And how they transport meat is they hang it from the top of the canopy, right? And sometimes it will swing, etc. and so on. So this truck was taking a right turn. And as it took the right turn, the truck kind of started leaning to the left. Right?
Jeez.
That happens when a car's suspension is not right. And one of the things that's actually very, very dangerous, but people never check. And in fact, whenever there's even a traffic stop, you know, if you have a roadblock, cops never check this. Suspension and shock absorbers. Shock absorbers are the most important thing. Well, not the most, but one of the most important things when it comes to suspension. Because if a car has got like worn out shock absorbers, that car is going to be very difficult to control. And if it starts to wiggle in any way, then that's basically your bum gone. You know? I remember I once had a gig. It was in East London. And the guy that fetched me from the airport, he was obviously the promoter. His car did not have shock absorbers. Bro, I was like, yo, we're going to die here.
Bumpy ride, eh?
We are going to die. It's not just about the bumpiness. It's the unsteadiness of it all, right?
Mm.
Because the car literally, he made tons of just goes from left to right, left to right, left to right. And I've seen majority of taxis travel like that. Well, not majority of taxis. I've always mostly seen taxis travel like that. Let me put it that way. Because if I say majority of taxis, it makes it seem like majority of taxis on the road are not roadworthy. But I'm saying the ones that I've seen have always been taxis that are like that. And generally, people either don't know what to look for or they don't have a choice. When you're late for work, you just get into the vehicle. It doesn't matter how unsafe or how unsteady it looks. Is that something you worry about, Saul? Like if, I mean, back in your days when you take a taxi and you're going to varsity.
Oh, a lot. Yeah, man. Yo, let's be honest. And back in those days, Wamahai Ace that were now starting to come to the end of their life cycle on the road. And a lot of taxis were not roadworthy. And then you'd find also something that bothered me, but I was in favor of it when I was late. It's the irresponsible driving of drivers. And you'd find they're on the yellow lane now, which I frown upon when I'm driving my own car. But when I was late for work, I appreciated it, even though it was putting my life in danger. So I did worry about that. But there's also a bit of a double standard, because when you're in a rush, you want the driver to find creative ways of getting you there quicker. But it's the same thing that is actually risking your life on the road.
And the load is also important. Like, for example, if you're driving in your vehicle alone, chances of your vehicle overturning are kind of low, right? Because the car is not loaded to maximum capacity.
Yeah.
When you are carrying 18 people in a vehicle, right, that's a lot of weight. You're throwing that weight around every time you turn. Now you need to be very, very careful, because one wrong move and it will overturn.
You know, when it comes to taxis, I think for even the taxi owners, it becomes very difficult when you're saying most of them are generally, or some of them, are not necessarily roadworthy. It's because it's either you don't have enough time to go and get your car serviced, they don't have money. Kudos to the Transport Minister now that you talk about that era of Amahai Ace, because there was recapitalization where everybody now was given a bit of money. You could bring in your high ace and then you can go and purchase the Quantums, which are quite safer. But unfortunately, most people who travel in taxis actually have turned this into a joke, that they have no choice but to actually drive in some of these taxis that are not very roadworthy. Even inside, everything is falling apart. But hey, it's the difficult life of this industry. They cannot afford to get new taxis.
And let me try and explain to you as a business person, right? Some people live off their business. Mm-hmm. So the business needs to make money in order for the person to draw income, in order for them to feed their family. Now, let's say you've got one taxi. If you take that car in for service, let's say it's going to be gone for a week, just a week. That's a lot of money you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. And instead, you're going to be paying money to get the car serviced. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm making an excuse for people not to service their vehicles. But these are the realities that people are faced with every day. Mm. Right? It's either I put food on the table or it's not going to be service. Why mean?
Outside of that also, there's the small loophole of the fact that every single year, in order to renew your PDP, you have to take your car in for roadworthiness test. Mm. But as we know, because people must eat, as you say, you literally send through your disc on WhatsApp and your
PDP gets renewed.
Roadworthiness is sorted and your PDP gets sorted. So that's what we have to deal with. So that's why you get cars that are not roadworthy continuing to be on the road. But as you say, and I fully agree with Saul. I mean, I've been in taxis where you have to open an umbrella inside the taxi because we are netwa. Or you can see the road as you're traveling. Yeah. But you do not have the option at that particular point in time to say to the queue marshal, angingeni kule, because guess what? Then they're going to tell you,
angeni
into any of them. You know, because that's the other alternative. If angeni la, angeni into any taxi. What now do you say to your employer? Because I was picky on the taxi, I wanted to come in. You can't.
And again, I'm not even saying it's right, but I also understand that. Because if people were started to pick and choose which vehicle they want to go into, that also messes up the queue now.
Yeah. But you will always be the only one that chooses not to go there. Everyone else has got things to do.
It's a difficult situation, eh?
Super, super difficult. Speak to us about the issue of roadworthiness. Do you even worry about how roadworthy is the vehicle that you're getting into? Ubers. People just jump into an Uber. Why is it just stay? Hey, but what can we do? Speaking about unroadworthy vehicles, and I'm telling you right now, we just got a WhatsApp from Tiga. I don't know if she's in this taxi now. If you are and you guys are listening, Tiga, sorry we just busted you. But she sent us a picture. It looks like she's sitting in the passenger side in the taxi. Pambili. Center console yonke ayikho. Dashboard, Veli Ntambo. You can see the gears rusted at the bottom. And there's a hole that goes straight through. You can see the floor.
Nah, no excuses for that. Whether people see where they're living off of their businesses, but many owners, it's just pure negligence and greed of spending the money instead of reinvest a bit into fixing the condition of your taxi.
Hi, Susan and the team. There's even a TikTok trend under the song Sobonane Matunen. The condition of those taxis are absolutely horrendous.
I mean, I refuse them, but I'm not scrap. I'm grand, no.
I want to concur with Usol Lab. I want to catch us a hamba taxi. I mean, in the morning, when we used to know the drivers, but now that we're driving our own cars, I mean, mabe driver kanjalo sibabheka ngenye indlela ukuthi mara labo driver benzayo but ekseni sisahamba ngama taxi besifuna yena loyo ngoba siyazi ukuthi ino sizofika espanini ngesikhathi. So I think it's all right lapha, I mean, double standards.
Now tell me this, Saul. This thing used to happen in KZN. So knowing this, some business people would want to differentiate themselves and their taxis via great service. So for example, ama taxi, they don't just pick up a rank for umlazi, mhlambe they pick up a stopini and they'll be driving and then you stop and then people
obviously.
What happens is people choose which ones to get on. And I remember there was this, I'll call it a brand of taxis. This one family owned them. They were very rich. And they were called a Maslow Gem. Maslow Gem were fire. Always brand new, always clean, always smelt good, and the sound was pristine.
It has to be.
They're called a Maslow Gem because they always play slow jams. guy had a fleet. I think he had like 20 something taxis. And I remember people would wait and be like, "Angikibeli days, apparently a slow jam."
So these are the type of taxis that school kids used to love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the sound is always pumping. The driver is young and playing the latest hits. So, yeah, I get you. Yeah.
If every hood has got those taxis or an owner or a few owners, and they'll maybe have similar colors, Amanya, they're a bit chrome, they change colors depending on where you're looking at them from. And the school kids, even though they're just normal part of taxi association in the morning, but the school kids intentionally get into that one. As an adult, you can't. Because if you do, it's torture for an hour till you get to work.
I will see you. Kibela I taxi from a Southgate to Bara. Ubona istrati phansi mongawisi 5 rand iyaphuma kolokho unethwa usetexini hayi simane sakibela ngoba sina asina choice
on the streets on the air you see the street you feel the air
feel at home
yes dad akuna pick and choose uhamba ngeteksi obonayo ukuthi la ngiyakhona ngifika ngoJesu ubone ithi gigi gigi phakathi nendawo istishiwe we taxi industry.
That's the worst thing. When they take the chassis and they weld it together. That's the most unsafe thing ever. That's another thing, by the way. These cars that get written off and then amanda ivusa by pinsem gaqweni. Very dangerous, that thing. Very, very dangerous.
Hey, season, the world and the team. Hey, I nazinas kumbuz, four maslal sani. Hey, yeah, no, I want a lap of bong woods ufigile. But even now, even driving your own car, season, as Tabagelani lightly lame shem, una in a team vula go slippery, about to bustle push and jimba wako woodsy ham. Hey, yeah, gunzi malame got going as in the moose and you would so fiendly and noting a bonga, as in figile, you call another sick bonga.
Yeah, rather arrive late but as alive than trying to get there early and then you don't get there at all.
Well, this is like imposed uguti uma ukuluma uyiwane in a taxi. Izolo umama was in a taxi from work and it was pouring. It was pouring very hard. Uti udriver ube kichima and begui E20. Ba shake up from left to right. Maganya sali prigi bonke baya pambil. Azibaze bamthethi su driver. Wapinda gai 2 or 3 and then he stopped. Hey, if you don't have any other choice, it's hard.
So I think in the matter of a taxi, umungena choice, you just get in, you know, and just pray. At least one, it does not break down. Two, the driver at least again that tries to drive carefully because, you know, whether dead or alive, but yes. So yeah, you worry, but yeah, umungena choice.
Yes, it's a con intern I called the Bavui. Yeah, Minasa thing Samba takes around 2000. ABC Tandy takes my Sikaluti fly movie. It's woo. I see sugar they die. I lapo yellow line. I'm going to figure late. I call it if you get it. My footy lay equal a lesser man. I'm going to bat in Osia. I ain't in
Put a strand, we are very notorious. Saul knows very well because Nalekasa, we are Gulo, Wazga, Lubuti, there's Lama Baby Quantum, Ama, MVN. You see those nice, dapper quantums. Ukulawe to Vele, yo, I used to love those kind of taxis, you know. At the moment, I know that there's something called Umdlalo Amanzi, where they get to showcase their quantums is highly serviced and unknown, you know. I mean, yo, that event is very nice because now it promotes Amatex Amahle and it cuts us down Amatex Guti Abe right.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.